This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On the topic of presidential candidates, as we so often seem to be these days, anybody out there remember Wesley Clark? The retired Army four-star ran for the Democratic nomination back in 2004. Didn't do all that well. He only won Oklahoma. But he's been busy since as a consultant, a cable news pundit, and this past summer, a reality television host, if you can believe that. Now, though, he's working on an ambitious coal project in Kosovo, where he once ran the NATO campaign against Slobodan Milosevic. Nate Tabak has that story.
Six trucks are parked in an intersection in Kosovo's capital, Pristina. They're filled with coal, mostly used to heat homes. Behram Maloku is offering 1 ton for 50 euros, or about $65. He'll squeeze out a small profit, if he's lucky.
10 euros go to gas every day, 3 euros for food. If I don't sell anything, that means I lose 13 euros. In 3 days, my profit's gone.
Kosovo is sitting on lots of coal. Unfortunately, it's lignite, which is the lowest grade. It takes a lot of lignite to generate the same energy as regular coal. So most of the coal in Kosovo ends up like this, on a roadside conveyor toward a pair of outdated power plants, and doing little for the economy of Europe's second poorest country. But not if Wesley Clark has anything to say about it.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
The retired U.S. Army general was in Pristina last week for a gala held in his honor.
I'm really happy to be back in Kosovo.
Wesley Clark is a hero to Kosovo's Albanian majority. As the NATO Supreme Allied Commander, he helped to end Slobodan Milosevic's brutal crackdown 13 years ago. It paved the way for Kosovo's independence from Serbia in 2008. Naturally, Clark shared a few war stories about his confrontations with Milosevic.
And I said, Mr. President, if you don't pull those forces out, NATO's going to tell me to bomb you, and I'm going to bomb you good.
Now Clark, the businessman, has ambitious plans for Kosovo and its coal. Clark chairs a Canadian energy company called Invidity. It wants to tap into Kosovo's underground coal deposits to make synthetic fuel for cars and planes. Kosovo's government would get 30% of the profits. I talked with Clark about the coal project as he chowed down on dinner in his hotel suite.
And I hope we can do it here, because if we can, it'll make a huge difference for the country.
A huge difference in a country where unemployment is 45%. The average salary is less than $6,000 per year.
You could bring in hundreds of millions, maybe even billions of dollars worth of foreign direct investment.
Clark's company has a rough plan. Drill deep into a coal deposit to extract gas. The gas then goes back to a plant at the surface, where it's converted into liquid fuel. The process has a long history, but it's never really taken off.
It's just like fracking or anything else. It's not easy.
Clark does say Invidity's method is safe for the environment.
It's a totally green process. Except, of course, you're going to use a fossilized carbon. But that's the way we make liquid fuel right now.
But Nazir Sinani is concerned that Clark's project doubles down on dirty lignite when the country should pursue renewable energy. Sinani is acting director of Pristina's Institute for Policy Development.
Turning coal into liquid means producing something which is damaging to the environment, and we need to see how that will be dealt with.
Kosovo's government so far appears eager to make Wesley Clark's project possible. And there's a good chance the public will give Clark the benefit of the doubt. The former NATO commander's name alone carries a lot of weight here. Just ask Valdit Drnovsi. He owns a Wesley Clark driving school.
Taking into consideration the war, what we went through, and the help that he gave us, when the name Wesley Clark is mentioned, it automatically means a force, a big name.
Drnovsi says the name has attracted a lot of customers over the years. Wesley Clark, for his part, says his coal project in Kosovo will hinge on its substance, not his personality. In Pristina, I'm Nate Tabak for Marketplace.